We have liberated 50 square miles in three-week counteroffensive, claims Ukraine. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 26, 2023. Ukraine has deoccupied 130 square kilometers, 50 square miles, of national territory in its southern region since the start of the counteroffensive. Real progress, but a statement that perhaps underlines recent admissions that things are not moving as quickly as initially hoped. Kyiv's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malyar put the previous week's fighting into context in a statement published early Monday morning, saying in Ukraine's military eastern region of operations the Russian lines had been pushed back 1 to 2 kilometers, up to a mile and a quarter, in battles pushing eastwards towards Donetsk and Bakhmut. Ukrainian soldiers are now entrenched at the new forward positions and continue to engage with Russian forces, said the minister. Malyar called developments in the southern operational region more significant, saying in the pushes towards Melitopol and Berdyansk, which are both deep in Russian-occupied territory, Ukrainian forces had occupied 17 square kilometers, 6.5 mi squared. In all, she said, this meant the area liberated in the southern command was 130 square kilometers, 50 mi squared, or an area the same as the Edinburgh urban area or a little smaller than Staten Island in New York. 58 mi squared, in 3 weeks of counteroffensive. Reflecting on the progress of the counteroffensive so far, an intelligence digest from the UK Ministry of Defence said Ukrainian forces had gained impetus in their Bakhmut and Donetsk offensives and had made progress. Indeed, unless the Ukrainian armed forces and their Western backers have the stamina to sustain the war for years to come, gaining impetus is important, given the sheer area of Russian-occupied Ukraine left to reclaim. While Ukraine claims 50 square miles of deoccupied territory in 3 weeks of counteroffensive with its newly trained and equipped army, Crimea alone is over 10,000 square miles more territory to retake. Russia also occupies vast swathes of the Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk oblasts, all of which are around 10,000 square miles each. It is a realistic probability that Ukraine has yet to fully commit its full forces in the counteroffensive. And should a big push come in time once a process of probing defenses and identifying weaknesses has been completed, advances could be more rapid. The new claims of progress from Ukraine, expressed in solid figures of miles gained, come just days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for patience, pouring cold water on the idea that the counteroffensive was going to be a quick progress. Zelensky even went as far as blaming Hollywood movies for giving an unrealistic impression of how rapid warfare can be, even if Ukraine and NATO have been guilty of comparing the war to movies in the past. Nevertheless, the progress of the counteroffensive has been slower than desired so far, Zelensky said last week.